You know, he was talking about babies, and I do have to add this because, you know, the Lord brings to us the things we're supposed to speak about. And I was one of these women who was told, you're going to have a child, and I believe that. You know, I was carrying that baby in my womb, and he grew and grew, and I didn't think he was going to stop growing. And then I went into labor, and we just heard about that. The closer to the time, the worse those pains got. But I'm going to honestly tell you, I kept saying each pain that I had, I went, it's one pain behind me and one step closer to being a mother. And I waited, and I waited some more. Because I was told you're going to have labor, and then, and think about this, and add this spiritually. We've been told Jesus is coming. And how many people say, oh, they said that when I was a kid. Jesus is coming. And my pains got so strong. My mother didn't tell me I was going to be in labor for 61 hours. And then have a child C-section. But I listened to that pastor as he was speaking. And I thought, I remember as I had those pains on the second day. And all these babies were crying. And people were entering into their joy. But I was still in pain. And I wondered, when is this going to be over? Is this another day I've been laying here? And you know, it was so amazing. Because as those things begin to come to pass and those pains got stronger and stronger, I go, is this really even going to happen? Am I going to have a baby? 60-some hours, you begin to lose your faith and you begin to think, this is not going to happen. Don't lose your faith. Jesus is coming. We've been hearing, be patient, and the trials and the tribulation. You know, there's perilous times that we're in. And that means the reducing of your strength. But that's okay. We've talked about the Philadelphia church. Some of the things I'm not even going to go into because it's already been done. And I thought, Lord, am I going to say all this? He said, no, I have a whole body. Watch me. Do you know that I have sat there and I watched the power of God upon his vessels? Just open your mouth and he begins to bring out these things. He begins to tell us the day that we're living in. There is going to be a trump. Yes, I believe he's going to say, come up hither. And faith, when I come, will I find faith? Who's going to be believing those words? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The child did come. And it was a bigger baby than I ever imagined. And it's going to be a bigger and a better thing than we have ever imagined. That was an 11-pound baby boy. 11 pounds. And I looked at him. But when I see Jesus, I'm going to look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. I was thinking about that song Sunday at Calvary. When at last I saw the light, and it was at the cross, when I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart, it rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. And I thought I was going to be happy and never have a trial. Oh, glory be to God. He knows what he's doing. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knew the first little step of light that we accepted. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. When I saw that light at 5 years old, I said, Jesus, come in my heart. I had no idea where he would take me to, where he was going to take me from, but what he's brought me to. He truly is coming, and there is a reducing of those strengths. But that was only when I first saw the light. How much light are you taking in? Are you taking in the fullness of the light of God? That's what he wants. He doesn't want you just to know him as a little baby. He wants you to grow up in Christ. He wants you to be his bride. That expectation, can you imagine how he feels? Waiting for her. Thank you, Lord, for the long suffering and the patience. He waits for that fruit. But what's happening right now? And I was so excited. I said, God, what are you going to talk about? And he said, you're going to just be the mouthpiece. And I go, Lord, what are you going to say to your people? And I'm telling you, he made it so real to my heart. He said, Penny, as much as is in you, now you're ready to preach the gospel. You're ready to preach Christ when you've laid hold of it, when you've sat at the feet of Jesus and you begin to hear the word of God and it becomes yours. It is mine, mine, mine. And then it's a full orb of light. He wants you to see him in all of his glory. Show me thy glory, Lord. You see, we all fell short of the glory of God. And now we cry out, show me thy glory. Are you still crying that out today? Show me thy glory, Lord. And then we get to preach the gospel. We get to preach about the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is happening before the trump sounds? Before, you know, there's two churches. I was looking at the Holy Spirit and said, look, Philadelphia and Smyrna. Two crowns are mentioned. Those two churches right there. But let's go back to when we first saw the light. What have we let go of? Are we walking with God? Or are we falling asleep as others do? And we know when we're asleep. You can feel the nudging. Have you ever been asleep and someone's trying to wake you up? Leave me alone. Trying to sleep. Or you got a message and the Lord is waking you up and you're writing and the light keeps coming on and off. And your husband said, shut the light off. I'm trying to sleep. Good. The light should be stirring up those around you. It should be stirring you up. It doesn't have to become a work. It doesn't. Fall in love with Jesus. When I first saw the light, I fell in love with someone. Don't fall from that place that you've been given. I want you to go over real quick. I want you to go to Revelation. Something's happening before we hear the trump. Judgment must begin at the house of God. Judgment must begin. He's walking amongst the churches. He's walking amongst the church. He's got the messages in the pastor's hand. They're under his power. They're under his authority. And that's exactly what Paul said. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace because it's going to build you up. It's going to give you an inheritance. Paul had to tell the truth, whether they wanted to hear it or whether they didn't want to hear it. He was committed to the gospel. He was consumed by the message, but God knew how to deliver. He delivered him from that law. He delivered him on the road to Damascus. He gave him a new message. He said, I'm going to make you a minister. I love that. Then I don't have to make myself one. All I have to do is I want to know Jesus in the fullness of light. The judge is walking amongst the church. Let's go to the church of Ephesus. That's the full purpose church. In chapter 2, you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ, in the heavenlies. You get to see as God sees. You can sit at rest now. Come unto me, all you that are laboring. You're heavy laden. I want to give you something. Isn't that amazing? You're not going to earn it. I got something to give you. Then you get saved, and he said, now, if you walk a good life, I'll fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. No. He said, I have more to give you. You have more to give. I want you to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And then he said, and don't just stay there and constant in the power speaking in tongues, which I'm not saying is wrong, but he wants you to grow up. He wants this word of God to have an effect in your life that when I see him face to face, there's no need for faith or the hope we've been talking about. What's going to be there? Love. Love never fails. He was walking amongst the church. Pastors were saying, you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. You are a blessed people. You are prosperous. And I want your journey to be prosperous. He made everything full provision. He brought to my remembrance the children of Israel. You can go in yourself and look in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. They lusted after evil things. They did. He said, let this not be said of us. Let us be the ones who are saying that we want to please God. I choose to believe what God has said. You have a lot, Church of Ephesus. You saw the light, didn't you? But verse 4, but nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. You see, when you first fell in love, you're blinded to everything else. You don't even know anybody else is around. You don't care. You know? It becomes a life. It's the life that I now live. It's not the words that I just speak. These words are life. But can you imagine how it hurts his heart? When they were crying out to him, Lord, how long? Oh, this Pharaoh, he's got all this, you know, he's coming against us. And I hear it today. Oh, we're at our jobs, and this person leaves, and that one leaves. And you know what they did? They gave one person a job of three people and less to do it with. That's exactly what happened then. But to hear the end of the story, the good news, deliverance was already on at hand. He was already preparing a way out of it. Our deliverer, the captain of our salvation, he doesn't want us to get caught up in the murmuring, as I heard, and the complaining, and begin to look at things and desire them. It's things, the lust of the flesh. Don't leave your first love. But he tells them, it's not all without hope. It's okay. This word of God, he walks amongst the church. And he's saying, look, if you did, repent. Remember from whence thou hast fallen. Just remember where I placed you. Don't go, well, it's too late. I'm not going to make it now. Yes, you are. He wouldn't have a say in these things if he wasn't still working on me. Repent. Do the first works. Believe on me. It is finished. The people today think they're going to go to hell because of their sin. Well, I'm not good enough. The sin question is settled. If you go to hell now or you lose out on one of these rewards, it's only because you made a choice to reject. We heard it. You can rule and reign with me if you deny me. And yes, people do say, oh, then he's going to deny you. You're not saved no more. No, you just won't get to rule and reign. He's not going to force it on you. He's not going to make you. My husband isn't going to come to me and say, you better love me. What kind of love is that? You love me, baby? Yes, I love you. You love me when I'm mean? When things go bad? He's not mean. Do you love me when there's trials? Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. But we're on a journey. We're on a course. Do the first works or else I will come unto thee quickly. Quickly. And I'll remove your candlestick out of his place. except you repent. Well, what are they falling to? I don't get it. You mean we've been seated in heavenly places? Yes, judgment's right now. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Smyrna, but I want this to drop down because I want you to see how it gradually happens. It didn't just go, boom, I fell overnight. He's sneaky. He's subtle. There's trickery of the devil. Oh, come on. That's not, you really think that's going to keep you out of heaven? That's not the point. Is that going to keep you from ruling and reigning with Christ? My salvation is secure. But I can run to win him as my bridegroom. And I will not be brought under the power of anything other than he. They fell. What did they fall to? Pergamos. What does that mean? Much married. They begin to be joined to the world. Well, it looked good. And it felt good. Stop going by what you see. Remember what he has said. We sang it, or we heard. I heard it. I have Christ. What want I more? We have it. We got it all, folks. We got it. Pergamos, much married. Then you go on down. What about Smyrna? We've heard about Philadelphia Church and that out resurrection. We heard of in Thessalonians when he's going to call us up. What about that Smyrna church? You see, there's a crown awaiting them too. And I was looking, it says verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Didn't say it might. I don't want you caught up in the fear of it. Don't be afraid of it. Does that mean you're never going to feel that? Think, you know, you've got a body of flesh. But it's going to keep you in a place of dependence. I need you, Lord. More grace. I need more grace. Show me thy glory, Lord. And then you look at this and it says, because you're going to suffer, behold, the devil. It didn't say that Paul and Silas were going to be thrown in prison by this one and that one and name this one, and I had to suffer because of Charlie and of Cindy, and look how he treated me. No, the devil is going to cast some of you into prison 10 days. Responsibility according to the ability that God giveth. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you exactly what you need to see you through it. But you be faithful unto death. You know, look, we just got done talking about the devil's going to do this, and cast this, you're going to be tried. You're going to have tribulation 10 days. I love how God always puts joy right there before that sentence ends. I'm going to give you a crown. Don't you quit till you see that day. Don't you quit. Let me tell you, when he gives you that crown, you wear it in fullness of glory of what he did for you. You see, I believe we're learning today. We're wearing that righteous apparel. How do people in a palace, how do they dress? How do they act? What kind of things do they eat? Do they gobble it down? I'm serious. Go in and study it. There's a certain way. They even take their children and they learn manners. You have to learn those manners, whether you like it or not. Where has our day come to? My mama made me say Mr. and Mrs. If I would have called you Ann, I would have had the whooping. Where's our day gone? It's apostasy. They have fallen away from the truth, the Ephesus truth, the full purpose church. Take your place in the heavenlies. Find yourself in Christ Jesus in the fullness of glory. And if you're not seeing Jesus, you're gonna be seeing something else. And it will fall short every time. I want to know him. Do you notice on all these how smart God is? I love this. He sent the power of the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to us. Why? He's our paraclete. Called alongside to help. I'm right here. I know you need strength. Why do you think every one of these, right now, before the trump sounds, why does every one of these say, he that hath an ear, let him. I didn't say your mother, your brother, your sister, your children, your grandchildren. He that hath an ear for truth, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Because I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit is not going to tell you what tickles your ear. He's not going to tell you that. He isn't. I loved it when I sat in class and I learned spiritual fornication and we were talking about homosexuality. It's in the book. It's in the world. And I never heard it, how they took another head other than the way God hath ordained it. God has ordained marriage. How many people are going to get up behind a pulpit and say those things? We have to have our girds. We have to have our paps girded with truth in full agreement. Be not conformed to this world. People hate that. I used to hate that thing too. When I'd hear that, I go, oop, somebody saw me last night. I did. Oh, they saw me. I was conformed to the world, doing stuff the way the world does it. Oh, yeah, we do it. Trust me. But the Word of God, then you go to church and these pastors get up and they say, be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is the good? What is the acceptable? But what is the perfect will of God? Do you want to be in the perfect will? Of course you do. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Thyatira. I promise, he said stay focused and it'll go quickly. So just do that. We'll see if you'll listen to the message. Thyatira. Oh, he says, I know your works. Oh, that system. People love to say it's only one belief. They like to say it's only the Catholic Church. Oh, no, it is not. When you come under a system and you put anybody in the place that is supposed to be the Lord Jesus Christ, you are taking on another head and it hurts his heart. He is the only one. You remember the carnal church. They said, oh, I'm of Paul and I'm of Apollos and I go to this one and I go to that one. Well, who is Paul? What are we putting Paul on a pedestal? Who's Apollos? Hey, I had to give him the water. I gave him the seed. It is God that bringeth the increase. Do you know in John, over in Revelation, I believe it was John, I can't remember. I just remember the lesson God had to teach me. It was the spirit of the bride. Remember he said, see thou doest, not, see that you do it not. I'm only one of you. Let me tell you, when you're checking your heart before the word of God, that's what your heart's. I believe that. The bridal saints are not going to say, look at me. Hey, look at me. I know so much. I'm so good. Hadn't it been for me? No, it's he. It is he. I love it. Okay, I know you're getting tired. Now Sardis. Gene said he remembers Paul Smith or Brother Copley saying the red ones escaping that which remains. And he said, I don't know quite where he got that from, but I know he was led of the Spirit. What are we supposed to do at a time like that? Hey, Lord, God, where did he get that from? Where did he get that from? I'll show you where he got it. It says right here. It says that he came out from among the red ones of that which remained. There in that time, that condition, the Sardis condition. Now watch. He said, even in that time, he said, behold, I come quickly. Even in that time, they did not lose their salvation. Yeah, I'm lost, so you can tell. It was the red ones escaping that which remains. I know your works. He knows their works. And he kept going. And when he gets down here, he says, there was a few names in Sardis. But there were still a few. There's still a few people in different... Haven't you heard that? Well, there's some people in there that are saved. That's right. And they will not get that taken away from them. There's a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And you keep going and you begin to look. Even in that time, he was not going to blot their name out of the book of life. It's secure. Look what they gave up, though. Look what they could have had. Look what they could have had. I think of Moses when he said, Moses, lift up that rod that you got in your hand. Lift it up. Speak to the people. Speak to them that they go forward. What did they have behind them? They were put in places that looked like it was without hope. But God put a leader there. If you got to play, follow the leader, play it. But there's a leader there for a purpose. They're going to be held accountable for this word. Paul said, I told you. You look at all these things. I told you the wolves were going to come in. I warned you night and day. But look at the sleepy condition now. We talked about going to sleep. Look at the sleepy condition. I'm increased with goods. I'm rich. I don't have need of nothing. I'm doing great over here. Woe be to them when they say, I have no need. I need him. Every hour, I need you. The same way you come up and you waited to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, every time we are waiting, Lord, I'm waiting. I need an answer. Lord, I need to know what to speak about. And you think it's going to be this. But you know what's neat about waiting? The expectation of what he's going to do. Isn't that amazing? And we worry and we fret. Be anxious for nothing. Get on your knees. You know, I've got children or grandchildren. They're not walking with God. Now, does that make me all like, I just can't finish this race? No. All the more. Run. Be an example. Let them see the love of God. And I'm talking about the love of God. Because there were ites in that land. There was a lot of ites, and every one of them speak of that old flesh. But who said, I will move them out. I'll drive them out little by little without fail. Do we listen to what God says? You got the victory. I want you to come into the fullness of light. Thank you, Paul, that you prayed. Thank you that God shared the word of God with you, and you begin to pray that we would know the depths. Yeah, we think we know a verse. Go to Bible college. I love that. Take a test. See what you don't know. I love it. I love it. I respect my teachers and my preachers because they are yielding. But most of all, I thank him for giving them the food on the table that we got to eat. He knows we have need of these things. Worship thou him.